Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? Me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, Wednesday, May 25th. Tough to get excited this morning. It's just a tough one. Another tough day in America. I'm not going to make this a big speech about what went down in Texas. It's just awful news. You guys know I have kids. I talk about my kids on the podcast all the time. It's just brutal. You don't even know where to begin. I'm not going to go too long on it. I'll just say this. When your night ends with a discussion at the dinner table about what to tell your 9 and 11-year-old kid to do if, like, some guy busts into the school with guns and is shooting people. And hey, if you're desperate and you're in a pinch, just lay down and play dead, hold your breath. And, like, explaining to them that that's a real option in 2022, it just pisses me off. So I was in an angry mood last night watching the game. And of course, the Warriors get their asses kicked for three quarters. It's just disappointing. The fourth quarter got me a little excited because the game got interesting. On a side note, to pick your spirits up here on a Wednesday morning, I did watch the final episode of Ozark. And I'm not at liberty to talk about it yet because I'm sure not everybody's seen it. But either later this week or next week, we're going to talk about it. Powerful television. I can't think of a more gripping final 20 minutes on any TV show I've ever seen. The final 20 minutes of Ozark was unbelievable. You don't think you can wrap up that many seasons of high quality TV in the final like 25 minutes. And it was just like, oh my gosh, it was amazing. I'm not going to spoil it. Incredible ending on multiple levels of Ozark. All right, on to basketball. It's just tough to quickly pivot to basketball. I'm keeping it real, guys. You know, you wake up and can't stop thinking about what went down. Obviously, you know, my parents are calling me. Oh gosh, be safe with the kids. You know, that stuff's going on everywhere. Your friends are texting. It's terrible. It's tough to get worked up about an NBA game. I'll say this. We'll just to get to basketball, the Mavs basically delayed the inevitable on Tuesday night, right? They make a million three-pointers. and now they're within 3-1 of Golden State. The Warriors historically have had issues closing out series, okay? Denver up 3-0 in the first round, couldn't close it out. Up 3-1 on Memphis, couldn't close it out. And now this, where they are up 3-0 on Dallas, they give up 23-pointers. Dallas, this is crazy. Dallas made 21 twos and 20 threes. Is that staggering? I'm stunned. Like, essentially, the guys who couldn't make it, throw it in the ocean, right? Could not throw it in the ocean. All of a sudden, Reggie Bullock, 6 for 10 from deep. Kleber, 2 for 3. Dinwiddie, 2 for 5. Dorian Finney-Smith, 4 for 7. Like, they were hitting. And I guess the question then becomes, well, can they duplicate that 3 straight games? And I would unequivocally say no. And the Warriors will close this out. It's inevitable. They're going to be going to the finals again. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Warriors in a minute and Steph Curry and what this means. I do want to give a big, 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 huge thank you to A, the Warriors bench mob, Kuminga, who looked really spicy, 17-8 in 22 minutes. And I'm telling you guys, if they do move on from Wiggins, because they can't pay everybody, Kuminga is going to be in that Andrew Wiggins mold. He is bouncy as hell, athletic. Now, he's very raw still, and the guy's like 21 years old, so give him some time, but he looked good. Jordan Poole, not as good. Again, he's unreliable at this point. He's very explosive, and then he vanishes. He had a terrible foul out, a terrible possession in overtime when I think they were down 8 or 9 or 10. I'm sorry, not in overtime, in the fourth quarter. Moses Moody looks good the last couple games. Their bench, I need to thank them for getting them in it, because it forced the Mavs to bring back Luka Doncic for the final 4 minutes. Dallas led by 29 entering the fourth quarter, 99-70. They led by 29 points, and they were forced to bring back some of their starters, including Luka, because the Warriors bench mob went off. And, of course, the Dallas role players sputtered without Luka. And Golden State cut it to, I believe, 8. They bring back Curry, and you're like, okay, this is interesting. Then Luka gets a dunk, and Luka proceeds to finish with 30, 14, and 9. If you're counting at home, that is 53 points, rebounds, and assists. I bet the over on his total, which was 52. A nice win. Although the Warriors rally blew the under, which was looking pretty darn good entering the fourth, until, you know, Golden State decides, let me hang a 39 spot and force Luka to come back. I wasn't going to win both those bets. Also, Curry, unbelievably, just made 2 threes. He's been firing from deep. They really took it away. They wanted the ball out of his hands. It worked. He had 8 assists. Guys, Klay Thompson he just doesn't show up for an entire half now. It was like, goodness gracious. And you know, we'll get to the Boston aspect at some point, but I don't love this matchup for the Warriors against Boston. I just don't. They're going to be able to, if they can contain Curry, who reliably do you trust? Klay? I don't. Jordan Poole? Less so. Andrew Wiggins? You know, we saw regular Andrew Wiggins. You know, he came back to earth a little bit there in game 4. You know, a robust minus 20. 13 points. No thunderous dunks sending Luka to the floor with authority. None of it. But yeah, overall, pretty disappointing showing from the Warriors, who just, I don't want to say they lack their killer instinct, but we remember up 3-1 on the Cavs, just you didn't see that killer instinct. And, you know, obviously the Draymond Green suspension happened, blah, blah, blah. But a disappointing night for sure for Warriors fans. But the good news is, Golden State's going to the finals. We know it's never been done before where a team's blown a 3-0 lead. And this will be the 6th time in 8 years for the Warriors going to the finals. And I think ultimately we're going to see some sort of coronation of Curry in the finals. Now, I just want to drill down for a second.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I think we need to put this Curry thing in a little bit of perspective because it's weird. I don't know, Rob. I'm having trouble framing this. And I hate saying people think because it's like, well, who are the people? Why are you giving this your energy? But there seems to be this narrative out there that, oh, when Durant left, the Warriors were kind of dead. And, you know, 2 years, they missed the playoffs. A lot of that had to do with injuries. Klay missed two full seasons with the Achilles. Curry was injured significantly, I think, in like the opening night or opening week, and then missed a ton of action. And they're back now, folks. And Steph Curry, this tiny kid from Davidson, who was the 7th overall pick. He wasn't ticketed for greatness the way it was like, oh, Elijah won. We know Elijah was going to be a superstar. LeBron, we knew LeBron had next. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was like a sophomore in high school, right? We knew, who else did we knew Michael Jordan obviously was a big deal. UNC won the Natty, went top five. But we had no idea that Steph Curry would be this kind of force in the NBA, leading the league in jersey sales. Right? Being the number one TV draw. Rob said this week that of the 8 most watched NBA playoff games, Curry and the Warriors were in 5 of them. People are obsessed with Curry. And I experienced this back when we were in Pennsylvania before we moved west. And by the way, the anniversary is coming up June 1. We moved west 6 years ago. And I would go to a Sixers game and I'm telling you, Curry jerseys were everywhere. This was like 2015 as he was ascending and putting on a show. This was when he was still kind of on a bargain contract. He wasn't even a max guy. And you could see the momentum building like, holy cow. And I brought my kid to a Warriors game wearing a Curry jersey. My daughter did not Wait, she did go to that game. I don't know if she wore a Curry jersey, but my son definitely did because I have video of him dancing in it. At any rate, you could see it building. And now, I mean, I know that we say that, you know, Kobe handed the torch to LeBron. It's been LeBron's league. Folks, I'm a LeBron guy. I like him a lot. But Steph Curry is the face of the NBA. And it's been that way for a little while. I know LeBron took him down, the great comeback. I get that. That was awesome. LeBron is right there with Curry. It's pretty clear from a merchandise perspective. Go look at the jersey sales. By the way, he hasn't changed teams. LeBron changing teams really helps his cause. And this is not me pitting LeBron against Curry, although they have had beef in the past, specifically that 2016 finals where they blew the lead. You remember LeBron talking trash to him after a rejection. I think that was in game 5 because I think 6 and 7 were back in the Bay Area. But it's not pitting Curry against LeBron. Like, Curry is the bigger draw. LeBron, obviously the better overall player. But what Curry's done, and I looked this up. Rob and I broke it down. Because somebody came after me on Twitter and was like, who cares about finals appearances? It only matters if you win. And people think that this idea about finals appearances, essentially, it is like propping up LeBron's career because he's been so many times. And LeBron's been obviously more than Curry. LeBron might end his career with double the amount of finals trips that Jordan had, but he's still got some work to do on that. Nevertheless, we looked since 2000, this century. Do you want to guess how many teams have made the NBA Finals? There's 30 teams in the league. This century, only 16 teams have made the finals. And it's weird because that awesome run that the league had in the 80s and 90s, since Olajuwon left, how many trips to the finals for Rockets? Zero. Since Jordan left, yep, zero. Since Patrick Ewing left the Knicks, zero. Malone and Stockton left Utah. By the way, Malone and Stockton, an institution in Utah, losing the finals twice. They have not been back. I don't even know if they've sniffed the finals since. Have they made a conference finals? I'd have to look that up. And of course, Clyde Drexler with the Portland Trailblazers. This just speaks to how difficult it is to make the NBA Finals. You got to go through 3 rounds of playoffs. I don't understand the backlash toward Curry. It just doesn't make sense to me, Rob. What he has done in Golden State is, I would say, has to be... hold on, let me put this in perspective. If you look at the modern era, i.e. when Bird and Magic joined and the league started to get TV deals and all that, you look at the modern era, what Steph Curry has done in Golden State has to be top 5 in the modern era. So that would be like the last 40-something years. It might even be top 3. Obviously, listen, Jordan going back-to-back-to-back, tough to top. LeBron going to the finals, I think it was it 7 years in a row, Rob, or 8?
I believe it was 8 straight.
Okay. LeBron doing that is right there with Michael Jordan winning 3, taking 2 years off, and then winning 3. And now Curry, again... this is an above-the-rim league. Curry is a below-the-rim kind of guy. I mean, I can't... Has he had a dunk in this playoffs? You know? I mean, all we talk about is Andrew Wiggins' dunk and Ja Morant's dunk, and people love high-wire acts. But you know what they love more? Steph Curry, Rob. That's what they love more. They love it more than all the dunks and all the aerial assaults. Like, people love Jordan, obviously because he was a winner and cutthroat and could dunk from the foul line. I think people have a different kind of love for Steph Curry, but it's not that far off from the kind of love Jordan got, understandably so, given his dominance in Chicago.
Well, you said a lot there. I tend to agree with you that Steph Curry is one of the great NBA success stories that we've ever seen. Given the way that, you know, he was unheralded going into college, unheralded mostly coming into the NBA, he slipped in the draft for a reason. And then his career starts off with him having arguably the worst ankles in sports history. Like, I don't know if you've noticed that now, even now, you know, he hasn't had issues in a while. But if you watch the games, like if you watch last night's game, you'll see a giant bulky brace on both of his ankles that he has to wear in every game now because his ankles are that bad. Mm. And to your point, Steph Curry's not the most athletic guy. He's not the biggest guy. I know he's kind of tall for a point guard, about 6'3", but he's thin. And yet, he goes toe-to-toe, historically, with Kevin Durant, with probably even Kobe Bryant now, with Shaquille O'Neal, with Hakeem Olajuwon. Like, these are behemoths in basketball history. These are guys who, to your point, we knew almost immediately, as soon as you heard their name, oh, that guy's going to be something special. When that guy gets to the NBA, it's not going to be about if he gets to the NBA Finals. It's going to be how many rings does he end up with? Like, that's what the question was always going to be. And with Steph Curry, nobody saw this coming. And I think that is why he has captured the imagination of so many people in this country, more so than anybody I think that we've seen since Michael Jordan. Like, there's a reason why, and we talked about this a little bit, you know, with the ratings, that this current postseason, which has, in the last 17 playoff games, I saw this yesterday, they've been decided by an average of over 19 points per game. Like, every game, it feels like, has been a blowout for the most part for the last 2.5 weeks. Even still, the highest ratings we've seen in 8 years. There's no LeBron James. Kevin Durant's been long gone.
No super teams.
Kawhi hasn't. Yeah, no super teams. Kawhi hasn't been there. Joel Embiid and James Harden got knocked out. What's the Giannis got knocked out? What's the common denominator? Are people tuning in to watch Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat?
Don't put
Heat?
My guy down.
You know, are people tuning in to watch, you know, I guess you could say they're tuning in to watch Luka Doncic, but the ratings don't show
we
that.
We don't know that
the
yet.
The ratings don't show that yet. Everybody wants to see Steph Curry. It's why I have said publicly, even as a Laker fan, as a guy who lives and roots for the team that has LeBron James on it, Steph Curry is the face of the NBA. It doesn't matter that the sports television shows, the sports radio shows, podcasts like this one, anytime there's a LeBron topic, we try to get it in because we know he's good for our ratings. He's good for our business. Right.
Polarizing.
Yes, exactly. I spoke to someone last week and we talked about this exact kind of thing just in private. And I said, why is it that LeBron James, when it comes to TV, radio, podcast ratings, is through the roof? Yet when it comes to actual television ratings, doesn't rate as well. And Steph Curry, it feels like, is almost the exact opposite. You haven't seen a lot of Steph Curry conversation take place on the debate shows, you know, maybe the last 48 hours or so.
Well, there's nothing to debate, exactly. Rob, but I think you just gave him something. Now, I know you're a big Lakers guy. Did you just put Curry on the same level as Kobe Bryant?
He's in the room. Absolutely.
I didn't see that coming. I'll be honest. Now, I know you're a big Kobe guy.
And I think Kobe is a better player than Steph Curry. I think, you know, almost all of the guys that I mentioned, you know, LeBron, Hakeem, Shaq, I think that they're better players than Steph Curry. But when it's all said and done and you look at the way he's going to have his rings, he's going to have the unanimous MVP. He's going to have two MVPs, actually. He's going to have the idea that he changed the sport of basketball with the three-point shooting. Whether that's true or not, I think that he's going to get the lion's share of the credit. And you're going to see the way that his style of play and his personality and the shimmying has captured the imagination of the entire basketball world more than anybody since Michael Jordan. So you're going to have to admit that when you're talking about the history and the story of basketball, Steph Curry has to be one of the first names you mention, regardless if he ends up winning this championship or not.
Yeah, he's really starting to put his name in that like Magic Bird discussion in terms of the story of basketball. Just because you mentioned Kobe, I have not previously gone there. I know I have a lot of Laker fans out here who listen. By the way, we are able to look at the numbers for the podcast, and yes, we know that a lot of the listeners are in Los Angeles. Folks, I'm just going to humor me. I'm going to go through and compare Curry and Kobe. Now, Kobe obviously played a lot longer. Titles, Kobe 5, Curry 3, but Curry could, not out of the realm, he could catch him. Kobe played 7 more seasons. All-Star games, 18-8. MVPs, this is the surprise, but it's out there. Kobe 1, Curry 2. Finals MVPs, Kobe 2, Curry 0. First team All-NBA, Kobe 11. Wow. half his career he was first team all NBA. Over half his career. Curry 4. All NBA, all defensive first team, Kobe 9. Curry 0. This one was a surprise. Scoring leader Kobe and Curry were tied at 2 each. I didn't know it was that close. But this is the one that it jumps off the page at me. And yes, I know the defense guys. I get it. If you look at the playoff stats, points per game, Kobe, a juggernaut, 25.6 points per game. Now, some of that includes the 2 years he was a teenager and they struggled against the Jazz, the air balls. You remember those. Curry, 26.6. Curry, a more viable scoring option. Points per game-wise, probably not the best metric, right? Then Curry, that's a surprise. Playoff rebounds per game. Curry, 5.4. Kobe, 5.1. And assists, Curry, 6.2. Kobe, 4.7. I mean, you want to toss in steals, Curry has him as well. So, Rob, this narrative that Curry's not a playoff performer, more points, rebounds, and assists per game in his career than Kobe Bryant in the playoffs. And I don't want to make this a Kobe versus Curry thing. It's a silly
comparison.
Yeah, and
like I said, hopefully nobody listening to this.
But you started.
Yeah, hopefully people listening to this don't think that I believe that Curry is better than Kobe. I don't think that. But what I was trying to say is that it's no longer a dismissive thing to say that they're on the same plane, that they're in the same tier of the greatest players of all time. It's no longer, it's like, oh yeah, Steph's a cute story. You know, he shoots the threes and does that kind of stuff. But now, it's undeniable that he is in that pantheon, that he's in that group of guys that, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, would have seen, you'd been laughed out of the room if you would have said, hey, that skinny kid from Davidson is going to be remembered alongside Kobe and Shaq and Bird and Magic and all those guys.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Since you also brought up Kobe and the Lakers, let's just quickly do a couple minutes and wrap up here on this Russell Westbrook saga. I don't put a lot of stock in this, Rob, but I think The Athletic is reporting that because teams are telling the Lakers, if you want us to take Russ off your hands via trade, you have to attach at the minimum one future first-round pick to it. The Lakers, of course, are balking at that, saying hell to the no. As a result, according to, Rob, you can find out who said this, but it was out there on Tuesday. The Lakers are saying, you know what, with a new coaching staff, a new offensive scheme, some other satellites around the big three, we could just make it work with Russell Westbrook. I don't want anybody jumping off bridges out here in L.A. That's not going to happen. This is what the Lakers have to say, okay, to get down the damaged goods value of Russell Westbrook. Okay, remember, Chris Paul, remember that Chris Paul trade, Rob? What was it? Chris Paul from OKC. How did he get to Phoenix?
It was a, I'm about to look that up while you're talking. Let me see how he.
I'm pretty sure that Chris Paul was shipped from Houston to Phoenix. Or did he? No, he made a pit stop in OKC. And it was like, oh, Chris Paul's washed. And then he has a good year in OKC and lands in Phoenix and they get to the finals.
I have the terms.
I'm not saying Russell Westbrook can do that.
This is one of the more interesting trades of the last couple of years. The Suns traded away Kelly Oubre, Ricky Rubio, Ty Jerome, Jalen Lecure, and a 2022 first-round pick in exchange for Chris Paul.
Oh, my gosh. Now, listen, Paul flamed out spectacularly. This is what he does in the postseason. You know, he did it this year, and Rob, I don't want to crush the guy, but they were up 2-0 last year against Milwaukee, and they lost four straight. That being said, he got you the best record in the league, and you went to the finals last year. You take that 100 times out of 100, right?
Yes.
I mean, no disrespect to Ty Jerome, the immortal Virginia Cavalier, but you do that in a heartbeat. I don't think Russell Westbrook is capable of putting a team on his back and getting to the finals the way Chris Paul did. That being said, we saw Russell Westbrook in Washington get them to the postseason. Now, I know that the same people who say, who cares about getting to the playoff, getting to the finals, that doesn't mean anything if you don't win. There's a lot of teams out there who would really love to simply make the playoffs. Now, I can't stress this enough. If you look at the financials, simply getting to host two first-round playoff games in first round, let's say you're the eighth seed or you're one of the play-in teams and you get in, that's a lot of money in your pocket. You if you're an owner, and again, I don't want to pump up my, being a soccer team owner, but simply hosting a playoff game is invaluable. That is basically not free money, but it is huge. And that's why, and this has been broken down by some others, the Indiana Pacers have really never had a top 10 pick in the last like 25 years. Guess what? They always want to stay in the playoffs because as a mid-market team, you got to make the postseason. You got to get those home dates. You get the revenue from those home playoff games. Pacers were dreadful. I don't think Russ could take them to the playoffs. Is there a team that gets them there? Nobody in the West is going to want to deal with the Lakers. The Kings are desperate. They're not going to do it. Portland, no way they're pairing Russ with Damian Lillard. OKC's not taking Russ back. Houston ain't taking Russ back. So then you got to look to the East and you're like, well, geez. What, is there a team that makes any sense? Well, yeah. The New York Knicks, who, we know they're not getting any free agents this summer. That being said, what if the Knicks, and again, they were really, really bad last year after making the playoffs. Couldn't even make the play-in. And, Thibodeau and Julius Randle had some beef. Julius Randle at the end of the season was ready to be done there. Their backcourt is not strong at all. I'm not suggesting Russ makes sense, but Russ is still a high wire act. Can dunk, can get the crowd worked up. Can he get the Knicks to the playoffs in the East? I don't know. But his deal is expiring next year. So if you're the Knicks, do you take on Russ for a year and say, yeah, we'll deal with Russ for a year. And then guess what? We've got all the cap room to go potentially big game hunting next year. Now, I don't think the Knicks front office it really wants to deal with LeBron. Given you know the guys at the front of the Knicks front office right now, I don't think they're going to want to deal with LeBron and help the Lakers at all. But this Russ situation, there just aren't a lot of teams that are going to be in the mix for him. I can't find them.
Oh, that might be the understatement of the year, that there's not a lot of teams interested in Russell Westbrook. But well, you asked the question early on in that rant, you know, who was reporting it? It was friend of the show, Jovan Buha from The Athletic, who reported.
Oh, he's been, good guy.
Yeah, great guy. He's a really nice guy. I tend to agree with you, though, that I think that this, not to knock Jovan's reporting or anything, I just don't think that this is a situation where the Lakers are really planning on bringing Russell Westbrook back. I think this is a situation where, like last week, Sam Amick reported that one of the things that they've been asking prospective coaches is, how do you plan on integrating Russ if you get hired?
Oh.
And I was not taken aback by that. I was not offended by that in any way, because in the event that you are unable to get a trade that makes sense, you're going to have him on your team. Like, it would behoove you to ask, what are you going to do if we still have Russ? How do you plan on working him in? What are you going to do if LeBron and AD both miss 20 plus games? Because that obviously might happen. Do you have an offensive structure that works when LeBron's not on the floor? Because even though he's an Iron Man, historically, the last few years, he hasn't been great at all, you know, available. He's been hurt. So these are things you have to prepare for. And these are things I think it would be irresponsible as a front office if you weren't prepared for those things. Having said all of that, I don't expect Russell Westbrook to be on the team. I do expect them at some point to offer up a first round pick or a pick swap or something as a way to sweeten up the deal. Because even if Russell Westbrook as a player may not be that appealing, you know, unless you're, to your point, the Knicks or the Washington Wizards, who just making the playoffs to them is a big deal.
That's a huge win.
Yeah, and Russell Westbrook has shown that he can get, you know, teams to the postseason, provided he has defenders and shooters around him, because he's not going to do either one of those things. But, you know, the other thing is his contract. I know it's $47 million. It sounds big on his face. It's an expiring contract.
Yeah,
so
that's the
key. You're a small market team like in Indiana, you already have your young guards of the future with Tyrese Haliburton and Chris Duarte. Why do you want to be paying Malcolm Brogdon another 4 years, $80+ million? You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense if you're a small market team in the interest of, pinching pennies and trying to hold on to as much income and salary as possible. It would make sense for you to get off of these contracts as quickly as possible. So I don't think this whole thing, it just seems like a big negotiation ploy to me.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe. And listen, this offseason is going to be crazy for many teams, including the Lakers. But we've gone a little bit long here. It's been a slow week in sports. Memorial Day weekend coming up. It looks like we probably will not have a show on Monday unless there's Game 7 of Celtics Heat. Then we will do a Game 7 for sure. But that's how it's looking right now. We have a pretty big-time guest we're working on. Efforting, as they say in the business. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.